Lou Manfredini here. Do you have cracked or sunken concrete areas around your home? Call PermaSeal for a free estimate. Don't replace it, raise it. Call 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
Let's start with Steve. Steve went to a wedding shower over the weekend, yep. And he teased us a little earlier that he learned how to play some games.
Well, this was a wedding shower that, like I said, Emily, she's a wonderful young woman. She grew up with Emma, and so it's so nice to see these kids that you've watched your whole life, or their whole lives, get married. So anything I might say about it has nothing to do with them. They're a wonderful couple, Brent and Emily. Can't wait for the wedding. Okay, I forgot what I was going to say.
Games.
Oh, right. So.
We know you love the people. You can complain about games. Mary and I have had to go to shower since we were little kids.
Yeah.
Well, I thought of all this because Kevin was talking about Cole Komet, who got married in his backyard, I think. And this was just a nice, homegrown shower, a lot of family. But these games, I've heard about them, and I've never. So then there was a questionnaire of like 20 questions. That you have to guess, like, which is the most romantic? You know this game?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, is it the bride or the groom?
Yeah,
you pick which one. They hold up the shoe.
Right, and so.
Oh, we did the shoe game.
You did the shoe game?
Everybody does the shoe game.
I didn't do the shoe game.
You didn't do the shoe game?
No, I don't. Anyway, so I'm watching the shoe game, and I didn't get it because, they're sitting back to back.
Yeah.
And every question, they raise their shoe. And I'm thinking, this is not going to work. They both think they're the most romantic. They both think they're the most creative, the cleanest, the neatest, and better parent. Because every time they're raising a shoe. And it wasn't until the end that I realized they were raising each other's shoes.
Oh,
right?
Lord.
Like you were voting.
Yeah, they had one of each of their shoes in their hand. They had their own shoe and they had
their spouse's shoe. I didn't realize
spouse,
that. Yeah. I didn't get that. I'm thinking, this is terrible.
Yeah. Well, we probably needed an explanation before the game. Terrible.
See, I think we need more men at showers because the games will get better.
I agree. I mean, the shoe games, it's cute.
Do the women even
it's
want
funny.
Men around?
I know, I don't get
I
that.
I don't think they do.
Yeah, because you guys bring the beer.
I don't, because they just end up in the bar watching
exactly.
something on TV.
I know.
There was. I have to say, though, the cake was fantastic. Both pieces.
I would have think you would have left before the game started, Steve.
You can't leave a wedding shower. It's too evident that you're
cutting
Sharon
was
early.
There with you, correct?
Well, it was in Menominee Falls, Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah.
Oh!
Well, so, hey, we're looking for Ernie von Schlaedorn to buy a Ford or a car. And
did you have brats?
No. We had a ham sandwiches. It was great. Anyway, but I had to. So then last week when I was at Marquette for my reunion, I bought 2 quarter zips. And I have this problem where when we travel, I go to pick up a sweater or something, and Sharon's like, it's women's. You're picking up women's again.
Because you're at an athletic store or what?
If I'm like sweaters in Ireland or something, sweatshirts.
Oh, okay.
I'm drawn to the colors that turn out to be women's clothes. So,
well, you can wear them. You see, everything's acceptable these days.
Not in my house. But anyway.
What does this have to do with the shower?
So we had to leave the shower early because I had to return 2 quarter zips that I bought last weekend in Milwaukee at Marquette. Because they were women's quarter zips.
It's totally fine.
Why didn't you just give them away or something?
Yeah, give them to your daughters or give them to Sharon.
No one wanted. I want my own quarter zips. So
quarter zips are pricey, too.
Well, it's Father's Day. Ask for one.
Anyway, it turns out the bookstore is closed on Sundays.
So you drove all the way to Marquette.
Yeah, well, from Menominee Falls. Yeah, so it wasn't terrible. But
and that was only the first or second of like 12 stops for you this weekend, right?
Then we had dinner at friend's house last night. We had a wine tasting on Saturday. And
this is enough to kill Steve Bertrand. He cannot do this much social interaction.
Can't believe
in one
he didn't
weekend.
Take the day off.
Friday, though, what do you got going on this weekend? And like 10 minutes later, he finally finished what he was doing this weekend.
We visited my buddy's new house in Lake Bluff on Saturday.
Steve was all over.
Yeah. It was a lot.
Finally, you're onto my schedule. I love this.
I don't know how you do it. I don't know how. I get tired looking at pictures of you at Blues Fest.
I didn't even post any yet, but I
posted
will.
Posted the video.
Oh, I did send you a video.
Yeah.
That's right. What's your story, Mary?
Yeah, my husband did go to a wedding by himself on Friday, and I still haven't heard the end of it.
Somebody just sent a text and said, showers are the worst part about being a girl.
Yeah. It's true. Okay, so I did have a story, but I didn't like it. So I'm going with something else. So messages in bottles, they keep like, don't they keep like showing up in stories lately?
Because people have been doing it forever.
I guess people are, and now there's another one, and I'm like, is this really a story? So I'm reading through it. I'm like, okay, big deal. A Michigan girl found a message in a bottle. She was in Florida. It had a phone number on it. The girl and her mother reached out and found that it came from Hawaii. So they called the number. And, you know, these stories go on and on. And then they called the number. And it was like, oh, it's a note in a bottle. And you get it and you go and you're reading on and on. And then she's just like, yeah. And it was a Paris lady named Paris said she just wrote the note with her daughter. And they're from Hawaii. I'm like, that's the story?
Are you on thepeople.com?
Yes,
again?
I am.
Get off thepeople.com.
No. I'm on AOL.com.
Oh, Lord.
And they wrote it when they were like 13 and 8 or something. So I didn't have another story, and I was still trying to wait for the punchline or something.
Well, like, we'll give it to Kevin.
Big deal. Kevin, help me.
I've got a story.
Is it food related?
It's not food related. Oh. It's Tom Cruise related. Have any of you seen the new Mission Impossible yet?
Oh, my goodness. I squeezed that
Steve's
in, too.
Steve will never see that movie.
No.
I'm dying to see it. Haven't had the time. But Tom Cruise is now a Guinness World Record holder. For one of his stunts he had to do, the parachute is set on fire, and he had to jump from at least 7,500 feet. And to do this for the film, he had to do it 16 times. So it makes him the, wait for it, Steve, the record holder for most burning parachute jumps by an individual.
No.
He was awarded.
Crazy.
He might have gotten it at 2.
I mean, it is pretty insane the stunts this guy does. But yeah, he had to jump out of a helicopter, deploy the parachute, then it lights on fire, and he had to do it 16 times for the film, and he was awarded the Guinness World Record last week, celebrating Tom Cruise.
Well, I'm holding up my shoe to Tom.
I'm celebrating Katie Holmes because she was at the Tonys last night, and thank God she's not under the control of Tom Cruise anymore because she looked fantastic. And after 5, we are going to talk to Glenn Davis. Glenn Davis picked up a Tony for Purpose, which was staged here first in Chicago at the Steppenwolf Theater. So that's kind of cool. Oh, we've got the details about Leland's wedding since he's got another day off. That's all coming up after Steve's news next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.